It's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Anybody here?
Gossip.
Celebrity.
Gossip. Hollywood.
Gossip.
It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
I know that's right.
So John Krasinski and Steve Carell had a cute reunion while discussing their new movie, If. It's directed by John. It's about a little girl who can see other people's imaginary friends, and one of them is named Blue. And it's voiced by Steve Carell.
Blue's played by Steve Carell, who happens to be a dear friend. We actually worked together on this little thing a long time ago.
Good to see you.
Oh my lord. I was just telling you guys, has it been years?
Years. Glad we're getting it. This is so intimate.
Okay, that's a little much. If comes out on May 17th. Kanye West is reportedly thinking about starting his own adult film studio. I can't even tell you the name. I'm not going to say it on the radio. It could be up and running as early as this summer. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone shared who they would put on Mount Rushmore, the Mount Rushmore of action heroes.
Oh, wow. That's a tough one.
I would put Clint on it. Clint Eastwood was always my hero.
I think it goes to Bruce. See, he's a very multifaceted guy. He can do drama and comedy, whatever. But he was in quite a few seminal action films. Like Die Hard's a classic, and those things don't go away.
What a sweet tribute to Bruce Willis. And then Arnold included Clint Eastwood, along with themselves, of course. Patrick Mahomes has turned down hosting Saturday Night Live because he has a fear of teleprompters. He also says he's scarred from giving a speech at the 2023 ESPY Awards. Post Malone is working on a graphic novel and movie based on an idea he came up with about a mysterious armored 18-wheeler fighting demons in medieval Europe. That sounds like a video game, not a movie. Check out the trailer for Blink Twice, starring Channing Tatum.
Legendary parties of Slater King. Not what I thought it was going to be.
We still have fun. It's just a little different now.
What do you mean?
Phones, please.
Wait, for real?
You don't have to do anything that you don't want to do.
I'm having a great time here. I also have this feeling that I'm like, nah.
Zoe Kravitz's directorial debut. It seems a little creepy. I don't know. That movie would make me uncomfortable. It hits theaters August 23rd. Are they together or not? Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly? She was at his birthday party. I don't know anymore. Jenny McCarthy and Donnie Wahlberg sleep together over FaceTime when they're apart. That's burning up a lot of phone juice. And The Simpsons killed off a minor character who's been on the show since the first season. Larry was one of the guys that would be seated around the bar at Moe's Tavern.
Get the out of here. All of you.
Huh? Whoa,
we're leaving.
You too, Slumpo.
Slumpo.
I don't like the sound of that squish.
Guys, I think Larry's dead. I don't know why we had to come here. Funerals are stupid. You're all excused from coming to mine.
Good, I had some that day anyway. I didn't have anything that day.
I'm sorry, I probably shouldn't laugh at that, but I feel the same way that Homer does. Nobody has to come to mine. I don't even want one. Motley Crue will release a new song on Friday called Dogs of War. It's their first track of the post-Mick Mars era. And Sammy Hagar's getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame next week. When's mine coming? And a Kardashian alert. Kim Kardashian says she's over her feud with Taylor Swift. Yeah. She thinks Taylor should get over it, too. It's me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's me. Okay. Kim doesn't understand why Taylor keeps harping on it. It's been literally years. She doesn't know Taylor at all. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. What can I say except you're welcome?